So is it really possible that other teachers could do what you have done?
Absolutely. In fact, whenever I've either conducted workshops or I've been to big conferences and I hear teachers who have to work in large institutions such as the public schools whine and complain about their job, and they don't know how much longer they can last, I tell them, come on, start your own school. You can do it. It could be 5 kids. It could be 20. There are scholarships now. And you can serve the same child that you're serving in a private school as you are in a public school in the neighborhood that you feel you are doing the most good.
I think the value of the scholarship has risen by decent amounts in recent years.
Yes, no, it is a decent amount. We do have our pay scale for our teachers, which is why, again, they're willing to take less pay. Is less, mm-hmm. because we only get 2/3 of what public schools get. But their quality of life as teachers, and the values and their purpose is they can practice what they preach. And so it is worth it to them to take a lower salary. And you can do it. Because we don't have exorbitant overhead, huge administration, buildings on the river that are offices with hundreds and hundreds of people working in them that are not in the classroom. What we have here is myself. My teachers are also leaders. So together, we lead. And together, we think about what is best for the students and what we should have. And we do have people in the office that is very limited on purpose, because our money goes to the students and what they need.
Mm-hmm. Well, why then do you think, if it's doable for other educators, and I should mention to the listeners that you're a former public school educator, why don't more do it?
Well, I'll start here. If we had more funding for pilot schools, that may happen. Fortunately for me, I started with 3 students. So it was a very gradual growth. It wasn't until maybe 4 to 5 years in that I had more numbers and needed more things like building space, et cetera, et cetera. Charter schools get funding to open up a school. They get funding for furniture, for buildings, to start your own private school and serve your community with 20 students, you have to have a place. You've got to pay rent. You've got to have some furniture. You've got to have expo markers. And we all know how expensive those are.
Then there are some efforts to help spark the creation of new private schools or expand successful existing ones. Like, there's a thing called the Drexel Fund that's doing some of that, but I don't know enough about how their process works to know whether, you know, who can get the green light to get some startup funds and what it can be used for and that kind of thing. But I think there are some efforts, but you're saying maybe there needs to be more, because there, if somebody could help on the front end, maybe you would see more teachers pushing out of the cage and flying.
And ultimately, if you think about what's good for people on a very small scale, small is better. So would you rather be somewhere where there's 500 people or be somewhere where there's 300 people?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be somewhere, as even in charter schools, where there's 1,500 people? So if we looked at the model from before the Industrial Revolution, you had a one-room schoolhouse. They were everywhere, little one-room schoolhouses, taking care of their little neighborhood and community.
Well, in a way, couldn't we go back to the future with micro-schools? It seems like it's more and more possible for those little one-room schoolhouses, essentially, a modern version of them, to spring up.
It's called the 21st century.
And
we have access through technology to libraries, even the Library of Congress, even research from NASA. There is absolutely no reason that if someone would like a wonderful education and want a community to do it in, that you can't do it. But pilots are good. The other is, let's take the homeschool movement. I celebrate the homeschool movement.
Sure.
John Holt, a very famous writer, his last book was called Teach Your Kids at Home. He promoted public school. He promoted Project Inquiry-based learning. He promoted all of the things that we do here at TFA. And
so do you feel like screaming the same thing?
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing. There's a different way.
There is a different
way.
The
cage is open. You can fly free.
You can. You can. And now, you definitely want to be an educator. You definitely want to be somebody who wants to teach kids. You definitely want to be a problem solver and be creative and be a rebel and feel empowered. So there are leadership qualities that you need, and not everybody wants to do that in life.
Right.
And not everybody who's an educator chose to be an educator to have their own school, or to, you know, they really believe that they would come into a classroom and would be honored as well-educated, hardworking people, rather than, here's your curriculum, you have no choice, this is what you have to do, and nobody talks to you or meets with you and says, hey, how are you feeling about this? Do you have ideas that are outside the book? Please share them with me. And administration that says, yeah, that sounds fabulous. And it covers those standards. Oh, my goodness. Go start a butterfly way station. You got a grant for it. It has all the science that you're covering. And you will, and your kids are totally engaged.
They don't get that kind of green light.
Sadly, they don't.
Well, I guess schools like yours will have to maybe show them a way and spark them a little bit.
Yes, and we love being a model school. Anybody wants to come? We have people come visit here frequently and learn from us. So,
well, if they listen to this podcast, I'll leave some contact information for them.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll say this, if I wasn't so busy enjoying what I do here, I might be blogging about all of this.
Oh, awesome.
But I'm having too much fun doing it.
You can only do so many things at once.
Exactly.
Well, Miss Naughty, thank you so much for taking all this time out for me.
Okay. You're welcome.